Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. We are at the words of Chachamim Omrim Einon Asurin. So we're a few lines into the page. We are at the two dots. First words on the line are V'chachamim Omrim. So the Mishnah had said that according to the Chachamim, only a tselem that has in its hand a stick, a bird, or a sphere is going to be usher. That's because that shows that it is an avodah zarah that is in fact worshipped. So it says Gemara, Makal Sharoda Satsmatachs Kol Olam Kulo Kemakal. That the reason, the symbolism of a stick is to show that it's ruling over the whole world, that everyone's under its dominion like a stick. So that's why it's worshipped. Now the Gemara doesn't actually use the term that it is ruling the whole world because it's too disgusting to even say such a thing because this is an avodah zarah. So we say that it is roda es atzmo tachas kolon kulo. It's roda itself, that it subjugates itself. But obviously that's not what it really means because that would not be an avodah zarah. Tzipor shetofis es atzmo tachas kolon kulo katzipor. And the reason why it would carry a bird and why that would be significant is because that indicates that it holds the whole world in its hand, like someone who's a bird trapper, who's a bird hunter, who carries the bird in his hand that he's captured. And kadur, the idea of a sphere, is most obvious. It's like he's holding the whole world in his hand, like the globe in his hand. So the Gemara says, you know, there's a brisa that adds a few more things that maybe are symbolic of the idea that this statue is an avodah zarah. Tana hosifu alehen sayef atora v'taba'as, that in addition to these objects, even if the tselem is holding in his hand a sword, a crown, or a signet, that also would indicate that it's an avodah zarah. Why sayef, when it's holding a sword, me'karasav or listim bialma? So initially they thought, when we didn't list sayef in the initial list in the Mishnah of things that it would be holding in its hand to indicate that it's an avodah zarah, we thought that a sayef is just an indication that it's a symbol of a bandit, of someone who's a criminal. But in the end, we came to the realization that it's something that controls or kills, destroys the entire world. Atara, and why a crown? That initially we thought that, okay, it was wearing a crown, it's just a crown, it's just a decoration. And then we realized that, no, it's a royal crown, it's showing kingship and power. Taba'as, and the reason a signet is significant, or we initially didn't include it as something significant, but ultimately we did. First we thought that it's just like a shliach of the king who happens to be holding some sort of signet in his hand as a shliach. The signet is supposed to indicate that this statue has the ultimate power. So let's make a main point over here. So the main point is that initially we thought that an indication of an avodah zarah is only that which holds a stick, a bird, or a sphere, but then we realized also something that holds a sword, or a where's a crown, or where's a signet ring, that too is an indication that it's an avodah zarah, that this is something that it's an avodah zarah. Now the Mishnah had also said, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, anything that's in its hand would be an indication of it being an avodah zarah. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains, what do you mean anything? So Tana afilu tzrar v'afilu kisem, a brisa said that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if all it's holding is like a little clod of earth, or it's holding a little splinter, it's a sign that this is a statue that is worshipped. So Bayi Rav Ashi, tafas biyado tsoa mahu, what if what the statue is holding in its hand is excrement? What would the din be according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Do we assume that that's a simon, that this was neva, that this is a worshipped item? Mina mina and kuli alma zilu ba'ape. Do we say that those who worship it assume that it's so important that the whole rest of the world is so degraded in comparison to the lofty level of this statue that it's ki tsoa, that the whole rest of the world's like tsoa? That's the symbolism of the statue holding the tsoa, that this is so chashuv that the whole rest of the world, in comparison person to this statue is like tzoa, is like excrement. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Nihud dezil ba'api kulialma, or kitzoa. Maybe we're saying that this statue itself is degraded and is like tzoa, in which case it's obviously not worshipped. So take, we leave that unresolved. So the next main point, according to Mishum Gamliel, that no matter what it's holding, we view it as if it's ne'avad. We're not sure if even if it's holding tzoa, it would be viewed as if it were something that is ne'avad. So let's now continue with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So it says that this Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, discussed an Isra Hana'a from statues, from complete statues. So this Mishnah is going to discuss an Isra Hana'a from broken statues. And we have to distinguish between a tselem and an actual avodah zarah. A tselem is some sort of statue, some sort of image, where we don't know if it was worshipped or not. So if we ask it by no, it's because we think that it might have been worshipped. An actual avodah zarah, though, is a type of statue that we know was worshipped, and midoraisa zasabana. So mostly shivrei tzlamim harei lemutarin. If you find broken statues, you could assume it's mutar ba'ana, because it's a suffix if it was ever worshipped when it was complete, and even if it was, it could be that the reason it's broken now is because the guy was mevatel its status as an avodah zarah and therefore smashed it. Matza tavnis yado tavnis regel arei lo asurin meshek hios ben nevad. But if you find a complete image of a hand or a complete image of a foot, then it's going to be asur ba'ana because similar such things are ne'avad. So we have to be choshesh that it in fact was ne'avad or continues to be ne'avad and was never nisbatel from being an avodah zarah. So main point, typically we assume that broken statues are not avodah zarah, but complete images of hand or feet are avodah zarah. So the Mishnah allows broken statues in general. So Amar Shmuel just comments, not only broken statues where we're not sure if they wherever worshipped, afilu shivrei avodas kochavim, but even a step further, even things that we know that were worshipped but are now broken, we're willing to be makil. Excuse me, that they're not asur ba'ana. And the reason is that avodah zarah that's broken, we assume that a guy will never worship again, and they were mevatel its status of avodah zarah. So, frankly, Gemara, but wait, va'anantanan shivrei tzlamim. How can you say that any broken avodah zarah is automatically mutter? It's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said shivrei tzlamim. So Gemara says, now, huadin dafilu shivrei avodah zarah. It's true the Mishnah gave the example of shivrei tzlamim, but the same would be true about broken avodah Zara. Vadik Tani Shivrit Slam Mishum to Kobay Limis and Seifa, Matsatavnasyatavnis Regal Harela Sum Meshikirts Ben Nevad. The only reason it gives the example of a broken statue is to teach the Chiddush in the Seifa that a full hand or a full leg, even if it's only Tzlamim and you don't know that it was worshipped, is gonna be Asr Bahana'a. And that din of the Seifa, if it would have said it with regard to avodah zarah, I would have said, yeah, it's only true with regard to an actual avodah zarah, but it's not true with regard to its tzelem. So that's why it has to tell me the chiddush that even with regard to its tzelem, if it's a full image of a hand, you have to be concerned. It has to be considered to be asur ba'ana. Tana, and so we have a Mishnah where we're going to explain our Mishnah, where we're going to explain the halacha in our Mishnah about what makes a hand or a foot special. Matzah tavnas ya tavnas regel arei lasum neshe kutzba nevad amahi. Why is that the case? Why do we assume that it's asur ba'ana just because it's a complete hand or a complete foot? So v'hashvarim ninu, after all, it's a broken statue, it's not a whole statue. So tirgum shmuel ba'umdin al besisan. Shmuel understood that the hand and the foot is only going to be asur if it's omed al basisan, if it's standing on some sort of base, some sort of pedestal, where it's pretty clear that it was made that way originally, that it was built as the whole statue is just a hand or just a foot. But enochinami, if it's a broken piece of a hand or a foot from an initial larger statue, that is actually going to be asur ba'ana. So main point over here, there is the isra hana on a hand or a foot is only if it's clear that the hand or foot was made that way lechadchila, that it was made as just a hand or a foot lechadchila. Okay, we'll stop there, and next time we'll pick up with Amud Beis. Thank you.